It's Monday the 11th of August and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1pm news. The city of Windhoek has introduced a cashless bus ticketing system effective today to improve convenience, efficiency and travel safety. Passengers must visit the municipal bus depot in the southern industrial area to exchange old bus cards and transfer remaining balances to the new smart cards. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenya has more.
Passengers will be provided with new smart cards for free. This applies to all clients, regardless of whether they are currently having a card or they have a damaged card or they don't have a card at all. However, a replacement fee will apply if the new smart card is lost or damaged. New smart cards are issued for free. To top up for the first time, it's mandatory that you top up at least $50. A replacement of a new smart card is $78. Loading fees, it's a minimum of $50 to $2,500. So you can load anything between $50 and $2,500.
Works and Transport Minister Veiko Nekundi has met with small and medium enterprises in Windhoek to address challenges blocking their participation in government projects. Nekundi said there is a need to support SME growth in order to improve service delivery. Petrus Amutenya reports.
During the meeting, SMEs highlighted various challenges they face, including financial difficulties and delays in the signing of contracts. Another SME also called for the implementation strategic plans to ease financial burdens. Minister Nekundi said it's important for SMEs to alert his ministry about their challenges, including delays in the signing of contracts, delays in payments or invoices not being processed on time.
South Africa is hosting the African Union AIP Water Investment Summit in Cape Town this week to address Africa's 531 billion rand annual water investment shortfall. Leaders, investors and global partners are meeting to mobilize funding for climate-resilient infrastructure. South African Minister in the Presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni, says the summit will deliver a declaration on water.
The summit is aligned to the G20 goal of increasing the quality and quantity of climate finance flows to developing countries by mobilizing investments for water security and resilience, as well as sustainable sanitation.
Staying on the continent, fighting broke out between Congolese forces and the M23 rebels in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, forcing hundreds of residents to flee their homes.
The clashes occurred in the territories of Mulamba and Walungu in South Kivu province. Congolese forces and their allies from the Wazalendo militia fought the M23 rebels who have been in control of that area since February this year. Aid agencies say the renewed fighting has worsened the humanitarian crisis in eastern DRC. The fighting comes almost a month after the DRC government and the M23 rebels signed a declaration of principles in Doha aimed at ending the conflict. The declaration calls for a permanent ceasefire that is supposed to lead to the signing of a comprehensive peace agreement by August 18th. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And a prominent Al Jazeera journalist who had previously been threatened by Israel was killed along with four colleagues in an Israeli airstrike on Sunday in an attack condemned by journalists and rights groups. Israel's military said it targeted and killed Anas al-Sharif, alleging he was a head of a Hamas cell and was involved in rocket attacks against Israel. Jody Ginsberg from the Committee to Protect Journalists spoke to Al Jazeera about the incident.
Journalists are civilians and should never be targeted in war, and they must cease and desist. We also need to see far greater action from the international community.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.